Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guest. From Austin, Texas, Eliza Gilkison. Achievement Award winner, Frank Anello. And from Western Australia, John Butler. I'm Helen Forrester. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forrester.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Man, oh man, welcome to E-Town Hall. We are back. We have two really great musical explorers on the show this week, singer-songwriters who are both kind of seekers trying to make sense of their own particular journey, and they're also just great expert translators. They can take emotions and stories and turn them into songs. They're really good at that. And these are interesting times for all of us, but particularly for artists to be paying attention, because every new disruption or shock to the system, it becomes internalized and they got to find a way to get it out, and they do. So these are good times for art and music. Thank God for those two. Our first guest has been on E10 before, but it's been a long time, I think more than 10 years. He started his career in Australia. He started playing guitar when he was about 16 years old, when his grandmother gave him an old dobro that it was from the 30s that used to belong to his grandfather. And of course, he went on to become an enormously popular and successful musician in Australia and around the world. He's a passionate fighter for all kinds of social and environmental causes. He's a generous patron for a variety of organizations. And now, as he's maturing, he's got a wife and kids. He's got a piece of land out in the country on a river. It kind of makes sense that his latest record is called Home. So we're going to hear some songs from that. Please welcome back to E-Town, John Butler.
How's it going? Excellent, excellent. Well, it's good to see you all here. It's the first time I've been in this venue, and I feel very honored and privileged to play this spot. I'm a bit nervous. I'm with the heavy hitters here, man. I'm like, big people doing big stuff. Okay. So I'm going to try to be big myself right now. This song's called Tell Me Why. Part of town, and a Jamie on the corner gonna hook me up. And nothing I can do, and gonna get messed up. Just tell me why you and I keep wasting our time. It ain't no use of trying to be your damn mind. And I can't work it to you. Tell me what it's all about, darling, tell me what it's all about. And now I'm broken down, I gotta take it slow. I'm gonna catch a greyhound into a Chicago. In the wind, a little city gonna blow it away. All my disillusion and all my pain. Oh, my disillusion and all my pain. time, because tell me why you and I keep wasting our time. It ain't no use of trying to be your goddamn mind. And I can't work it, you can't work it out. Tell me what it's all about, darling, tell me what it's all about. We're wandering it alone, trying to find my feet again, trying to find out who I am. So tangled up in you, I can't separate the two. Where do I end and you begin? 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 Where do I end? Tell me why you and I keep missing our time. Yeah, no use to try to be your damn mind. And I can't work it, you can't work it out. Tell me what it's all about, darling, tell me what it's all about. 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 Thank you very much. This song is about a boy walking around in a man's body, and he realized he had a real good thing, but he's expecting his partner to be his mom instead of standing up and being a man in the relationship. Has nothing to do with me. Whatever. Tell me how long you gone without my love. Tell me where it all went wrong. Tell me when it happened. Cause you and I were sailing along. Oh, so it seemed. Don't know what I was thinking, but my ship was sinking. And hovering the storm, my heart was safe. Scars fade away in your salty seas of blue. You came as far as you could to the line, and I took it all for granted. I took it all for granted. Without me around, after I left your heart with a little lost and found. Cause all I got is cheap regret and circumstance. I know I'm never gonna get a second chance. And hovering the storm, my heart was safe with you.
skies fade away in your salty seas of blue. You came as far as you could into the line, and I took it all for granted. I took it all for granted.
John Butler, so good to hear you. Sound great.
Thanks.
Welcome back. You know, I was talking before about the crazy times we live in and, you know, challenges around the world. Particularly in Australia, you think about, you know, climate change seems very real there. Lots more fires these days and temperature changes and so on. But also, you've done benefits for the coral reef. You've played for indigenous people. You've played for, you know, creative people in Australia. Do you find when you try to mix the cause and the song, it gets along okay, or is it harder?
It got along great at the start when I didn't know a lot about songwriting, and I just said whatever was on my mind. But the more I know about songwriting and the more I've written those kind of songs, it gets harder and harder. You know, like it's hard to write a song about climate change and not sound completely cheesy.
Right.
To be honest, I find it a little bit trite. Mm-hmm. If you're like, we need to do something about this now, time's running out, let's down with the man, everybody, let's go and save the trees. Like, if you write it like that, it's just like, and I used to write like that. Like, I have a song called Trees, and I wrote it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I wish I could just take the guitar, because I love the guitar, and I can't stand the vocals. I meant well. But I think I think you have to be really sophisticated and you know.
It's tough, man. It's really hard, and I think it's rare.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And so I realize now, for me, it's not about writing the next protest song. It's actually just like, give them the chills. Remind them and remind yourself that we're part of something bigger and something wondrous and mysterious. And amongst all the screens and the crap that's going on right now, that we are, there's wonder, and there's divinity, you know?
This sounds like the words of a guy who's been spending some time chilling out in nature a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say a little bit, not enough.
I know you've been on the road. I know you've been on the road for 3 months, but you did kind of move to the country near a river, right?
Yeah.
So you've changed your scene, and that's where you made this last record.
Yeah.
Home. What's it like? Do you have gardens? Do you have some land around you? What's it look like?
I live on 7 acres, a place called the Margaret River, or what the indigenous people call Wujudup Bila. And when I moved from LA to Australia, I moved to a small country town called Pinjarra, and luckily there was a river flowing through that backyard, and I lived on an acre, and that river, like, was my mate. That saved me. And so when my wife and I decided, I think we need to go back. We live such an urban lifestyle. Like, we live in a bus and a car park most of the time. So when we're off the road, let's get some greenery and yeah. some space. And it's been a beautiful thing. And yeah, we have gardens. I spend a year off the road working my butt off because I'm a bit of a workaholic. And so I made some beautiful gardens. I'm in a chook shed and workshop and made some knives and, you know, I made some friends, man. I made some friends. That's pretty awesome.
Some neighbors.
Just try it sometime. Yeah. Wacky.
And this record, from what I could tell, just the process of being at home and going through this process of kind of resettling, seems like it kind of ironically brought up a bunch of stuff that you had to kind of digest as you made this record come into existence.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, work through some stuff.
Yeah, it kind of tackled me.
Right.
It's too long to talk about. It's
no,
an existential kind of, you know, like it's fractal kind of stuff, but it's well, it was real.
I mentioned at the top that you guys, both you and Eliza, are kind of, you're awake and you're seekers and you're using this muse, this opportunity to write songs and sing and perform as best you can to try to sort things out, you know, and that's what art is about. That's what, you know, what was this great Einstein quote about artist has one hand in the universe and one hand on the earth, and their job is to channel that energy between the two. Mm-hmm. And if you're awake enough and aware enough, then you're going to feel and go through all that stuff if you're trying to make good art. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So I know that just as a listener and as somebody who's paid attention to you for a little bit, this is a cool transition. And congratulations on making a really good sounding record.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's really cool.
It means a lot coming from you. I'm really happy to be here.
Thanks, John. Listen, we've got lots more music to get to. Once again, thanks for stopping by, and welcome back, if you would, John Butler.
This next song is called Just Call, and it's about when I first met my partner. My partner and I have been married 17 years as of December 1st. Yep. I was, and there you were, all black and white with you color. Dry season in the town of Broome, I found my staircase to the moon.
Just call and yeah, you know I'll be there. Don't know mom, this
John Butler. The record's out on Network Records from Western Australia. The record is called Home. John is going to be back. Play a bunch more music later on in the show. Mr. John Butler.
This portion of E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at Zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. And by the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. By the way, we'd like to ask your help. If you have a few moments, consider taking a short survey on our homepage at etown.org so we can learn how to make the show the best it can be. Thanks. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Thanks to Katie Glassman and John Butler for that little interlude. I want to mention, John is going to be back later on to play some more music, and we've got a great singer and songwriter from Texas and New Mexico. Eliza Gilkison is back with us, another traveler, another keen observer. She's got some great songs of her own. But before we bring her out, every week we get a chance to introduce all of you to someone that we got to meet with the help of one of our listeners. We get stories sent to us of folks who have inspired our listeners in different ways. And they're always simple stories of somebody who looks around and finds a way to make things a little better in one way or another using their talents and their skills in their neighborhoods. And they always grow. They have a bigger impact than one might have thought when these things started. But in the midst of all this chaos, it's great to know there's good stuff happening. There's people getting out there and digging in and making a difference. So we get to celebrate them. This week we're going to visit the issue of explore a little bit what it's like when people welcome those from other countries and other cultures. It's the Achievement Award, and here's Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. Well, as you know, we do get award nominations from all over the country, even sometimes from around the world. But this week's winner comes from just down the road. He's Frank Anello of Aurora, Colorado. Now, Frank's mother inspired him at an early age to want to help those less fortunate than himself. As an adult, he got an opportunity, happened to be through his church, to help a family of refugees from Burma who had just arrived in the States. Well, this stuck with Frank because he realized that going to a foreign country and not being able to speak the language would be a challenge for anyone, not to mention the difference in culture and work experience that could make things hard for somebody who's trying to assimilate. So Frank and his wife Carolyn created a nonprofit organization with a very appropriate name, I might add. Nick, you should ask him about that later, to help refugees land on their feet and become productive residents. Now, Frank's here to tell us more, so please welcome this week's Achievement Award winner, Frank Anello.
Hey, Frank, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Helen actually mentioned that your mother inspired you to want to help others.
It was just a way that I was raised by my mom. She worked for a legal team and did a lot of pro bono work helping people less fortunate.
And so you found an opportunity to give back to a family from Burma, is that right?
Yeah, so I was part of a church group that started working directly with a family from Burma through another agency. Mm-hmm. In Colorado, there's about 60,000 refugees that live amongst us. And there's only three agencies that have contracts to take care of them. And it's not because they're not doing their job. There's just an overwhelming need.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we came into play and decided to do our own organization to work alongside of those agencies. We run six programs as an organization, and we have about 29 languages spoken on our staff. We hire from the community. We have community navigators that work for us from Afghanistan, Iraq, and Burma. We have a 5-chair dental clinic that strictly serves the refugee population only, serving around 500 appointments a month. Mm-hmm. Refugees go through a medical screening, but there's not a whole lot to offer when it comes to dental screening, and dental is part of the overall health of the body, so right. We needed to include that in our work.
That's so cool. And so you started with the Burmese family, but they're now from all over the place.
Yeah, so this past year we served refugees from 25 different countries through all of our 6 programs.
Wild. Were you working like a regular job when this all started?
Oh, yeah. Back in 2009, I was in restaurant management, and I had also re-enrolled to get into a nursing program. Mm-hmm. My wife's background is in dental, so nursing program, my wife's dental hygiene. They thought as a family we would be able to go overseas and serve together, but what we realized is that there's an overwhelming need here. And I always like to say that there's no need to cross the ocean when you can cross the street because there's people right in your backyard that need that kind of help.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. So Helen mentioned that you have a cool name for your organization that you started. What is it?
Yeah, so it's Project Worthmore. And that name came from that very first family that we helped from Burma in 2009. The dad, he had a 4th grade education, farmer. And he came and through a translator said, I feel worthless here. How will I be able to contribute? I came here for my children. And we're like, no. You're young. You're in your mid-30s. You are worth more than what you think. And you can contribute. So that's where the name came from.
Yeah. So you must get pretty personally connected to a lot of these families.
Absolutely.
So do you ever hear from families you've helped or people that you've helped kind of find their path here in the States?
I do. And that very first family that I connected with in August of 2009, they are U.S. citizens. They speak English fluently. No one needs to go to their parent-teacher conferences with their kids anymore. They're homeowners, and now they're getting ready to become a business owner as well. So I look at that as that's... And there's so many different success stories like that. Mm-hmm. There's a current one that I like to talk about. The director of our Community Navigator program, his name is Waleed Alani, and he worked for the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq, for 10 years. So I hired him after 3 months of arrival when he came into our dental clinic. Mm-hmm. And he's now the director of our Community Navigator program. He's only been here just under 2 years, and he just bought a home. An extremely driven individual who served alongside our U.S. military. And when people ask him, what do you look at in your future for you and your children? And he said, I want my children to be able to give back to the country that welcomed us. And I love highlighting that story just because of the type of individual he is.
Yeah. Well, especially given the sort of one-size-fits-all description that's in the media about immigrants these days. I mean, this is just a powerful message to be reminded that that's really what's going on.
Absolutely.
So, Frank, is there a website or someplace people go and look at pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. ProjectWorthmore.org is the website. We actually just launched a brand new, beautiful website, so please check it out.
Yeah. Well, Frank, congratulations on finding your path and also helping thousands of others find their paths. Yeah. How long have you been doing this now?
February will be 8 years that we are official nonprofit.
Yeah, and how many people do you think you've worked with in that time?
Since 2011, a little over 7,000.
7,000. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations, Frank.
Thank you.
Winner of this week's Achievement
Thank
Award.
You so much.
Doing so much for families that are new to this community, helping them find their spot. Frank Anello, Project Worthmore, the winner of this week's Achievement Award.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Frank.
Our thanks to Frank and Carolyn Anello and their team for the great work that they're doing. To all our wonderful listeners out there, if you missed their contact information just now, you can find it on our website as well. You can also send us an Achievement Award nomination. You can learn more about some of our more recent award winners, or you can listen to this entire interview again as well on our website, and our website is etown.org. Or you can write to us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
Thank you, Helen. Thank you, Frank. Congratulations. As I mentioned, John Butler is going to be back later on, but right now I'm going to tell you about our next guest. Eliza Gilkison is a good friend. She is, as I mentioned, a seeker, a traveler, a hard worker. She's made more than 20 solo albums of original songs since her first one came out when she was 19 years old. Some of you know that she got her start in music because her dad was a well-known songwriter and folk singer in L.A. We always, you know, default to this one thing that he wrote, the song Bare Necessities from Jungle Book for Disney, but many others. And that kind of put her right in the middle of the whole music scene when she was a little kid. But she has made her own way in so many ways. She's been inducted into the Texas Music Hall of Fame. She's twice a Grammy-nominated songwriter. She continues to write and record, and she tours like crazy. She teaches, and then she works, and then she works some more. That's her story. But we're happy that she's back with us. Please welcome back to E-Town, if you would, Eliza Gilkison.
Thank you. Thank you. So great to be back in E-Town. This isn't my first rodeo here.
Dark comes down like a bird in flight. Most good people have gone to rest. But us poor fools who wake at night, when we're lonely, we sing our best. Listen and hark, out in the dark, a mockingbird in the tall oak tree. He busts his throat on a high sweet note. Nobody knows he's there but me. He sings his best when nobody's listening. Nobody's listening. Night comes down like a heron's wing. Honeysuckle is in. That's when I like to sit and sing. Nobody listens, but I don't care. Out in the swamp, by a firefly lamp, an old frog fiddles his double bass. Over the hill, a whippoorwill sings her note from a secret place. She sings her best when nobody's listening. Nobody's listening.
I think at first, when I first heard this new record, I was a little bit concerned. I mean, I thought, boy, is everything okay? Is Liza doing all right? Is she going through some hard times? Or, you know, because it has a starkness and references to loneliness and feelings like that.
Well, I think what happened with this record was a kind of a sense of turning to a certain point in my life where recognition that mortality has become really a very real and, you know, foreseeable backdrop to my life. And I think that changes how you live.
Yeah.
And it, you have a sense of it's not forever. It's not going to be forever. Priorities shift. You don't know how much time you have. And
right.
you know, that in conjunction with the state of the world right now, the sense of things coming to a head here, and mm-hmm. And the grief that you feel, I think, around knowing that we are going to sustain losses, that people are going to suffer. I do write about those things, and yeah. I try to process my grief a lot of times, so it does come out, but I usually look for the redemptive line
well,
in
yeah.
there.
I mean, I think a couple of songs, like for one is In the Name of the Lord, which is sort of bleak and candid, but the title song is, in fact, a great big thank you letter and redemptive,
yeah.
as you say. But don't get me wrong, In the Name of the Lord has got some beautiful, I wrote some down here. It says, we're prisoners in a fairy tale, a ship of fools all set to sail. We watch the empire's epic fail on shiny handheld screens. You know, it's a great turn of phrase. And then mm-hmm. in the next verse, pull the oil up through the sands, desecrate the holy lands. The blood will never touch our hands in lands so far away. And it's all in the name of the Lord. That's some profound writing. This is really
thank you.
good going as a songwriter.
Well, I got to this point where I started to think, what is being done in the name of religion, you know, and especially with how do you write about these things, this overwhelming mystery about which we know very little and about which we think we know things. And really what I've found over the years is that I know nothing as a seeker. And so I had to write about that. But I kept bumping into this, the male God, you know. This is one of the things that, you know, I knew years ago in reading my early feminist literature, Mary Daly in the 70s writing God the Father, which she said, if God is male, then man is God. And, you know, that is so deep. And I remember reading it years ago and thinking, yeah, no male gods. But really, when you think about how that paradigm has played out for women, you know, through time, setting up a system of dominance and subordination, and how that it's fundamental, it's deeply cultural. God is male, and how does that play out for women in their relationships and in their mm-hmm. work and in the world around us? And so I think this whole backlash with women right now is really because we're going deeper and really purging
the Me Too.
Yeah, I think it's a collective purge on a deeper level of putting patriarchy even into our belief systems.
You're absolutely right. It has set up a system and it needs to be course corrected.
Yeah.
Listen, we've got lots more music to get to.
All right.
Please welcome back to E-Town, if you would, Eliza Gilkison.
So I just have to say that I never bring my band anymore because I get to play with this amazing band, the E-Tones, Helen, Nick Forster, and the amazing E-Tones. So I just want to acknowledge how great these guys are.
Sing that chorus. Let's want to sing the chorus one time before.
There's a lurking glance crossing the dark waters of my loneliness, living for the glimpses of life's holiness.
Okay, that's all I need.
Okay.
We got through the rehearsal this afternoon, and then at the end, Eliza said, so you're going to sing on that, right? He's like, yeah, I wish we had said that in rehearsal so I could have learned it.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Through the looking glass into another world where all is still. Majestic silence calls me and I will walk on through the looking glass, reaching for a place my eyes can't see, wandering in the nighttime where I'll be at dawn. Walking on and on through the green fields and the minefields.
field to learn how love feels on this ocean. This mirror of my heart, the great devotion game. Beauty beckons like a pot of gold. Once upon a time I walked a road like this. Through the looking glass, crossing the dark waters of my loneliness, living for the glimpses of life's holiness. Through the looking glass, stars don't have to tell me where to go. I lived enough to know I want the whole of love. Walking on and on through the green fields and the minefields to learn how love feels on this ocean. This mirror of my heart, the great devotion game. Beauty beckons like a pot of gold. Once upon a time I walked a road like this. Walking on and on through the looking glass. Through the looking glass.
Singing, girl. So we talked about In the Name of the Lord, and we're going to do that one.
So now you're talking to the night. You read the words by candlelight. You cling to them with all your might in the hollow of your soul. You dread the crashing of the rain, the waters rising on the plain, the lightning flash, the hurricane out of your control. And it's all in the name of the Lord. A ship of fools all set to sail. We watch the empire's epic fail on shiny handheld screens. The rapture of the buy and sell, the faithful at the wishing well. They rage against the infidel lurking in their dreams. And it's all desecrate the holy lands. The blood will never touch our hands in lands so far away. Dropped in a beggar's bowl. They can't redeem us when we go into the dimming day. And it's all in the name of the Lord. And it's all in the name of the Lord.
Eliza Gilkison from Austin. Her latest is called Secularity, out on Red House Records, along with the E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Ron Jolly, Christian Thiel, Helen Forster, and Katie Glassman on the fiddle. Eliza Gilkison, thank you.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. By the way, if you missed some of this week's show, the E-Town podcast will have this episode and others, along with tons of content from the E-Town archives. It's available for free in iTunes, Spotify, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
Blurb. I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. I want to say hello to some folks who are listening on stations like WACK True Island Radio on the island of Nantucket, Massachusetts. Thanks for tuning in on WACK. On KRFC, Radio Fort Collins, thanks for listening up there. On WUWF, NPR for Florida's Great Northwest, that's in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you all for tuning in Florida. It's great to hear from our from both Eliza and John, talking about, you know, looking at how we can make a safer or saner world out there. It's all good stuff, shining a light on those things. And we're in the journey together. So that part is enough for me. So thanks for being a part of the journey with us this week. We've got more music coming out right now. Would you please help me welcome back Mr. John Butler?
Will you please welcome Nick Forster, Helen Forster, and all the E-Tones, y'all! So we just learned this song today, and it's been an absolute honor and pleasure to play with all these fine, fine musicians. It's very, very cool. Okay.
Thank you.
Network, all the way from Australia, John Butler, along with E-Tones, Ron Jolly, Christian Thiel, Chris Engelman, Helen Forster. We've got time for one more song. We found a pretty cool old folk song that it's all about peace. And I want to thank all our guests. Thanks, of course, to Eliza Gilkison for coming up from Texas to be part of this week's show. Thanks to our award winners, Frank and Carolyn Anello, doing amazing work helping refugees find their footing in their new country. Thanks to John Butler. Thanks to the E-Tones, Helen, all of our engineers and volunteers. Sing along, get ready. You guys are going to sing on this one. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
I'm going to lay down my bird. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside.
shame. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside, I'm gonna lay my shame. Down by the riverside, gonna study war no more. 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 Gonna study war no more.
E-Town's recorded at E-Town Hall and produced by our donor-supported nonprofit organization. To comment about the show, send us an email at info@etown.org or reach us on Twitter or Facebook. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Heavy load.
Down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside,
I'm gonna lay down my heavy load.
Down by the riverside,
I'm gonna study war no more.
I ain't gonna study war no more, gonna study war no more, gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more.
I'm gonna shake hands around the world.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside.
I'm gonna shake hands around the world.
Down by the riverside.
Ain't gonna study war no more.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.